Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two down, two to go. Welcome into our third hour here of Sports Talk on WWL, AMFM.com, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick, Mark Menard at Master Control, waiting your phone calls at 504-260-1870. Coach Jim Mora joins us at 620. First, though, thanks for your patience, Mark, in Uptown. You're on WWL.
It's Mark. How you doing, man?
Good, Mark.
Hey, Mark, what you got, man?
All right. Well, here's my slogan. Here's mine. No plan B. How's that?
No plan B. Ooh, that's flirting with some things there.
No plan B. We only got one plan, and that's the initial plan to be champions.
Yeah, but that's getting into some interesting waters.
What do you mean, like with dealing with the owner's plan B?
No, the plan B pregnancy stuff.
Oh, see, Christian, just, I don't know. I'm thinking plan B because they had a plan B in the early 90s.
I know. I knew you would go there, but yeah, I'm thinking something totally different.
No, that's what I was thinking. Just shows you where Christian's mind is.
No, I just hear that, and I go, okay. Right.
No, Christian's thinking in pregnancy
no,
terms.
No, I'm not. I'm thinking pregnancy.
I'm thinking of, like, how you can protect football players.
My days of having kids are over. Mark, anything else, man?
Hey, yeah. Well, hey, Bobby, you remember – when you were playing, there was nothing like seeing you getting your chops busted or coming up with some blood on your face and waiting for the next series. You had it, that fire in your belly. And now y'all made a good point earlier about the players. They go from season, they forget the last season. But the 12th player is going to be the main thing this year when our boys start performing. The 12th man on the field.
Mark, do you go to games?
Every game.
You go to games?
Not often, Christian.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, Mark, when you're truly playing in the dome, that I think the fans are going to take the approach that, you know, sometimes you have certain fans you might invite to the game, you bring to the game, and it's kind of a social event. You know, they want to be in that number, and they look around who's there. Where, you know, we got to get like, and I think we are, because we know what's on the line, particularly the magnitude of a game. If you look at Chiefs fans, Seahawks fans, I think we're right there. Where if you're not going to cheer, keep your ass at home. If you're going to come to the game, you got to participate. And you got to be vocal and know when to cheer. And you might say, you're not just yelling to be yelling. No, we're educated enough as football fans in Louisiana and the Superdome, Hooter Nation, we know when to cheer. We know when to observe the game, and we got the ball offensively. And then when you score, you make a big play. But defensively, to be disruptive. And I think this year, because we're like on the edge of our seat, and we know that window of opportunity is still there, I think we will get outstanding fan participation. And I don't know how you measure this, but if we're not the best, we're amongst the best in the whole NFL.
Look, I've been in a lot of loud environments in my time covering the Saints in road venues. I've been to Seattle. I've been to Arrowhead. Both of them are tremendously loud. The one I would rival with the Superdome would be Seattle, just because of the way it's constructed. Now look, Kansas City's tremendously loud, but, man, when that Superdome is rocking just like it was last year for the NFC title game, you saw the effect. I mean, they were covering theirs. They were saying, I can't hear you. The effect of the home crowd.
But you look at Jared Goff that first quarter, they were like, oh, this is not even fair. How are we going to get a first down? That's why it's a shame we didn't score more points than we did. Because they were down. We got them down. We got to kick them when they're down. We got to put that nail in the coffin. You can't settle for field goals. So I think that's what happened against the Rams. We had him down, but we did not take advantage of that. I can tell you right now, on the road, you say, how can you take advantage of a team on the road? You know how you do that?
Force turnover to score.
Shut up, the fans. Because that's any fan base. If you're a road team, now think about this. We got to go at Los Angeles, We could stay on the West Coast. We got to go at Seattle. I'd say more Seattle. Well, how do you get to keep the Seahawks fans quiet? Have an outstanding first quarter. Get the momentum. Get the lead. They ain't get cheered just to be cheering. So that's the thing. When you road Warriors, how you take the home crowd out, for instance, it just happened last week. It's that's a preseason game. No. It's the mentality of a fan. I think they're ready to cheer. How about us forcing a 3-and-out against the Chargers or whatever? Look at the Vikings. They go 7 plays. They drive down the field. Oh, are you going to cheer? It's not like you're cheering for the Vikings. Hell no. Force a 3-and-out, set the tone, and then you get that don't feel advantage, and it's like a wave. It's like a tidal wave. It keeps growing and growing. But it starts at the beginning. And I know as players and coaches, how can you be road warriors? Get off to a great start to discourage the opposing fans.
Jay Diggity, sit tight. We also got Jim Mora, former Saints and Colts coach, next here on WWLAMFM.com. WWL congratulates Ryan DeLon. Ryan DeLon will be our guest at the Saints VIP tailgate experience at Benson Tower on Sunday, November 10th. Tickets valued at $174 a pair. Listen to Sports Talk all this week and next for more chances to win the Saints VIP tailgate experience. Game tickets not included. Go Saints from Cam Jordan, Bullseye Event Group, and Saints Radio WWL. Soon to be joined by Saints, former Saints coach Jim Mora. We've got him on the line with us right now. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Fired up for this week for Saints and Chargers?
I know they're. I don't get fired up for these preseason games, but I know they're going to have two good days working out against each other.
And, Coach Moore, I take the approach that I think this is great for the development of your roster, and it changes year to year, and maybe as important as a preseason game. And I want you to comment on this. This is what Coach Payton said. You might receive more reps at something than you might not receive in the game. That's a practice come Thursday, Friday versus Sunday afternoon. Then he said you can essentially script out what you want to see and then who you want to see do it for your own team. And sometimes it's a little bit more difficult in the course of a game. So whether you're looking at a running back, I want to see if they could do blitz pickup with all that. Sometimes it's just how the game unfolds. You don't have that opportunity where you could do this against another opponent and obviously a quality opponent like the Chargers.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think, you know, the way that preseason is going now, Bobby, you don't see the good guys in the first game. I mean,
right.
You don't see the good guys in the fourth game, right?
Right.
So you might see them a little bit in the second game and a little bit in the third game. And I've been reading the L.A. papers out here. I don't think McVay is even planning on playing some of his starters at all in the preseason with the Rams. I don't know. Based upon what I read in the paper, that's the way I see it. So I think preseason games, they're important. Don't get me wrong, for evaluating, I think, people. But boy, you can be out on that practice field going against another team in practice for a couple of days, 2 hours, 2.5 hours each day. You've got it all scripted out and planned out ahead of time. You
right.
can work your good guys against his good guys, which you don't do much in preseason games for very long at all. And you know, if you see something wrong, you can stop it. You can correct. You can do all these things. I think it's really – especially with the way that it's going now with preseason games, you see less and less of the good players. I think these workouts against them for a couple of days is outstanding. And I know a couple of teams, and I'm not have the Saints doing it going two times. They're going against teams on two different occasions.
No. We're just doing one.
Just doing the Chargers.
Yeah, we've done the Chargers 3 straight years now.
Okay.
Because that's all the relationship that Coach Payton has had with Anthony Lynn being on the same staff in the past. And the one thing I like, Coach Mara, they don't have no BS, shoving matches, false fights. I mean, they get a lot accomplished, and they're not just fighting. Like, we went against the Texans. Seems like they tend to fight a lot more than other teams. I know one time we practiced against the Texans, there was 2 or 3 fights. Seemed like every 20, 30 minutes there was a fight.
Yeah, well, that's something that I think that the coaches have to control. If the coaches can't control what their dang players do, then they shouldn't be coaching. And the coaches can control that, and they can they can tell you, the team, you know, ahead of time what the situation is going to be and what they expect and don't expect. And if something breaks out, you know, take the guy, kick his butt out of practice or something like that. Just don't put up with that kind of stuff. And I know that it can happen occasionally.
Right.
But I think the coaches basically can control that, and you don't need to have fights. That's just a lack of discipline in my mind.
Now, Coach Barr, I think this was old school, but it could become new school because I kind of look at it and, you know, you got football crazy fans that take vacations and they might have their favorite team, but they also, you know, go to training camps. And what I'm talking about is you look like in Major League Baseball. They got the Grapefruit League in Florida, got the Cactus League in Arizona. We had the Cheese League in Wisconsin, where you basically had five teams within a two-hour bus ride. I remember we in La Crosse. You had the Chiefs in River Falls. The Bears were in Platteville. And obviously the Vikings and the Packers. I thought that was outstanding. And if you're just a football fan, you could witness a lot of different training camps. And obviously, remember, we go and compete. To me, I welcome that. We went against the Chiefs, Vikings and all that, the proximity. So I think it just makes sense when you're trying to compete and go against different individuals instead of the same, you know, players, cornerbacks you challenge it as a quarterback day in and day out.
I agree with you. I mean, I thought we had a great situation up there in La Crosse, and we got to practice against other teams, and I think you get so much out of that. You can sit down at night, and you can show the practice film to the players and go over that kind of stuff, and you got another day to do it again. You can go against more than one team during training camp. I think it's excellent. And I think, you know, the Chargers wouldn't fly out here just to go 2 days. I mean, the Saints wouldn't against the Chargers and then fly home. But you come out, you work against them for 2 days, and then you're going to play against them a day later, a couple days later. I think it's excellent. I think you get good work. You got a chance to evaluate, critique, and I think it's outstanding.
And Coach Barr, I don't know. I had to claim BS on this. When all of a sudden, I don't know, Coach Payton kind of said they play one preseason game and then they kind of hit the wall. I go, hit the wall? They practice one a day. How can you hit the wall? I mean, unless you're dealing with a nagging injury or, you know, you hurt and you're trying to fight through practice. I mean, if they didn't went through your training camp in Hammond, Louisiana, that they would all quit, all these millennials. What in the world? I'm like, say, you got to be freaking kidding me. I might be too old school or the curmudgeon, get off my lawn. But now, I mean, the players don't know how good they have it compared to back in the day when you really had two-a-days.
Yeah, they don't even have two-a-days.
Right.
I mean, they have a walkthrough the second practice.
Yeah.
They don't have any days at two-a-days. Not one. Not one the whole time.
Right.
I will tell you this, Bobby, and I mean this sincerely. I had never trained a team in the heat and humidity that we had in Hammond, and I overdid it with you guys, and I will admit that. I've told many people that I worked you too hard. We went two a day. We didn't have it. I didn't give you anything off the first year.
Right. And the heat index is
to create an environment, you know. And I was lucky. Believe me, I was lucky that we didn't get a guy or two keel over dead.
Especially
the big guys. You know, one of those linemen that weighed 300 pounds. Not that we had a lot of 300 pounders back then, but. I was lucky, and if I had to do over again, I'd do it totally different, even if we could add 2 days. Trust me.
Jim Mora, former Saints and Colts head coach, and you were early in camp, Coach, with Sean Payton. It was neat to see. You and Sean Payton have a genuine and, I think, mutual respect for one another. You guys sat down for quite some time.
Right. I really like Sean, and I've gotten to know him more the last couple of years. I didn't really know him before that, and I think that he likes me. When I was over there, I know, for Tom Benson's funeral, we spent a lot of time together that day. When I was there for the first day of training camp, this year. I mean, we spent a lot of time before we even did the interview, the one-on-one interview. I'll bet he spent an hour with me showing me around the facilities and the things that they have done this off season prior to training camp and all that. I kept waiting for him to say, I got to get out to practice, you know, but we spent at least 45 minutes, maybe not an hour, but I couldn't, I mean, I kept waiting for him to, I wanted to say, hey, don't you have to be at practice or something like that? He just kept showing me around, showing me this. And I really like him. I really respect him. I've always respected him as a coach. I've never really gotten to know him, but now that I've gotten to know him, I respect him as a person, and I think he's a terrific football coach.
And, you know, Coach Moore, look at Sean Payton as the offensive guru. You look at your background, I think you're a defensive guru. What is your take? Because I think the Saints are in good hands with Dennis Allen.
Yeah, I do too. You know, Dennis Allen was on my son Jim's staff at Atlanta when Jimmy was at Atlanta. And I know he always thought a lot of Dennis. But what I've seen, the development of the defense has really been, I think, really good. And, you know, a few years ago, they just weren't very good on defense. I mean, the personnel right. wasn't very good. It wasn't the coaching. But now that they've got some players along with the coaching, Dennis and his staff, I think they got a great situation right there.
Coach, when you see headlines, I'm sure you've probably heard about it, where there a lot of experts are predicting the demise. This is the decline of Drew Brees and the Saints. What's your reaction when you see that?
My reaction is look at him and what's going on right now. The hell with the future.
Hell,
I mean,
hell
seriously.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's a great football player, and is he going to decrease a little bit in his ability? Yeah, it's going to happen at some point. But it certainly hasn't happened yet. And just sit there and admire the work this guy does, the leadership, the ability, the competitiveness, the how he makes these plays and terrific throws and just his whole attitude around the football team and everything. Just enjoy that and know that what you're looking at is one heck of a football player and leader. And don't worry about what's going to happen the next few years. I mean,
amen.
I mean, the way he takes care of himself. I mean, things are different now maybe than they were back in our days, Bobby. But
right.
This guy is healthy. He's injury-free. Enjoy his performances.
Jim Mora, thanks for the time.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Man, next 2 days, Saints and Chargers joint practices. Look at the matchups we're going to get to feast on. Terron Armstead, Ryan Ramczyk against Ed Rutschers, Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa. Keenan Allen versus Marshawn Lattimore and Eli Apple. And the Saints offense and defense versus the Chargers offense and defense. Phillip Rivers taking aim on that Saints defense. Plenty of competition.
Well, Chris, you know, we talk about Cam Jordan, Michael Thomas, all pro. Well, look at this. Competition, look at the Chargers. All pros in the secondary. Safety, Derwin James, and cornerback, Desmond King. Okay. What? I mean, is Lattimore all pro? No. They got two all pro secondary guys. That's not, I don't know, not criticizing. That's just what the nation, the NFL views.
Highlight that in blue.
Yeah, if you look at, yeah. All pros in the secondary, safety, Derwin James, cornerback, Desmond King. Now, you throw in a little lanyard, because we always talk about winning all phases, special teams. Do you know who was the all-pro special teams player that was all-pro? He played for the Chargers. Adrian Phillips. Adrian Phillips was named all-pro on special teams. So that's why I love this. I don't care what Lance Moore says. What is he talking about? If you're trying to establish a team and you're going against the best or these type players, okay, I'm looking at our receivers versus when they're taking reps against Derwin James and Desmond King. And then we're doing special teams. Okay, how does this individual match up against Adrian Phillips? I mean, is that wrong to think that way? You might say, oh, well, Bobby, the players and look at the practice. What? In California, they can't even sweat. You'd have to go through 2 days to sweat. The weather's going to be so nice. I mean, come on, you should be chomping at the bit. So that's why I'm all for the coaches here. And you know I love the players, Christian. But I know what's best for the fans and the coaches being able to evaluate players. Come on. I want to see what the Saints do against these cats.
Remember last year, Thursday?
You're talking about not just Pro Bowlers, all pro type players they're going against.
Thursday, the Chargers got the better of the Saints. The Saints bounced back on Friday.
On the Friday, and woofed them in the preseason game.
Yeah.
So I look at the trifecta. Okay, I would like us to three-peat. I mean, it doesn't mean anything. Thursday, Friday, and win on Sunday. But I want to see us get off to a great start tomorrow. You know, it's a challenge. I would rather us win Thursday and Friday. Now, some fans can't handle this. I'd rather us win Thursday and Friday and then not necessarily win the preseason game on Sunday. We'd be 0-2, but we won Thursday and Friday. I'll tell you, that'd be significant.
Those practices have much more weight.
Yes, because how you evaluate the film and what these individual players, what you ask them to do, and what they're achieving.
What's the uptick in level of competitiveness when you're having a joint practice?
Man, you don't want to be embarrassed. I don't know. I keep saying that, Christian. All I know is when you're competing against another individual, that you know what it takes to beat an NFL player. And when you're going against a Pro Bowl or All-Pro guy, you better have your A game or you will be embarrassed and you're going to want to go put your head in a hole like an ostrich or something. But when I look at, okay, you can go against your teammates. And this doesn't get old for Drew Brees. He's throwing against Lattimore. He's throwing against Eli Apple. He's doing all that. No, you want challenges. If you're a competitor, you want challenges. So he wants to go against the Chargers secondary. Same thing with Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers talks smack. I think it's freaking awesome. He'll talk smack like he wants to see what Keenan Allen's going to do against Lattimore or whatever and to get him the ball. So that's why, Christian, I think it's all good to say it's not beneficial. That's kind of pie in the sky. I don't know where in the hell Lance Moore is coming from. I think Lance is a great player. GQ looks and all that. I think, come on, he's probably one of the best-looking Saints players ever. But he sounded kind of soft with that take about, you can't practice
easy
against
now.
Other
Lance
teams.
Isn't here to defend himself.
No, well, you can't practice against other teams?
He just didn't like it for player safety reasons.
Safety.
He thinks it's contradictory to what they say.
Safety, you don't even hit the receiver across the middle anymore. When they're going to practice against the Chargers, ain't nobody headhunting like they used to do in practice against other teams. Ever tell you this story? I'm going to tell you this story right now.
Let's do it when we come back.
Yeah,
I'll write it down.
And I got to tell you this story. What happened in a real practice? Players would probably get arrested now if this occurred.
With who? Real practice with who?
Okay. I went to Atlanta, but it happened before I went to Atlanta.
Which team?
It was like the Eagles and the Falcons. Buddy Ryan versus Jerry Glanville.
All right.
When I tell you what occurred, you think it was barbaric.
All right. That's coming your way next here on Sports Talk on WWL. Bobby, before the break, you wanted to talk about the crazy, savage, barbaric story between the Eagles and Falcons in a joint practice session.
Well, you know, and today with social media, this would have went viral. It would have been like, oh, my God, the NFL, they're having riots. How is the league going to exist? And I'm kind of being sarcastic to a point. But what occurred, you know, we go fishing, we go hunting, we get old NFL buddies, we get together. And this is something that I was not part of, so it might be legendary. It might be exploited a little bit. But Scott Case, you know, like Jason Sehorn, made the Pro Bowl at cornerback, one of the last great white hopes to be able to play the cornerback position where he had 9 interceptions because they were throwing at him. Did not want to throw a Deion and stuff, you know, Bobby Butler and stuff. But anyway, like Mike Ruther, teammates that I end up playing with in Atlanta told me this story. You know, you late night, you telling stories about training camp and all. And, you know, you might see a fight in the NFL camp. I don't know. What, they just pushing each other? They shoving each other. You want to talk about out-and-out brawl. There was a fight, Christian, that all of a sudden the Eagles are coming down to practice against the Falcons in Macon, Georgia. You know, in that line, you know, when you get the no-see-ums and they're biting you in Macon, Georgia. So they trying to the Falcons. You know, that was before Arthur Blank, Rankin Smith. They trying to throw the Falcons fans a bone, so they gonna have a scrimmage. The Philadelphia Eagles and Buddy Ryan and Jerry Glanville and the Falcons. So they come down to Macon, Georgia, and they practicing. So, you know, you do one-on-one, seven-on-seven team and all that, but they didn't even get the team. They practicing, and Scott said, all of a sudden, Glanville, who's the defensive coach, goes up to him. When the Eagles receivers go across the middle, like, you know, one-on-one, seven-on-seven, you know, it might be bang, bang, just knock the crap out of them. I mean, just like headhunt them. You know, then you could headhunt. So I remember Jeff Donaldson, Scott Case, Tracy Eaton. They all knocking the crap out of the Eagles receivers. So Buddy Ryan sees this like, what? Okay. So we could do the same thing to the Falcons receivers. So they going across the middle. They're knocking the crap out of Christian. They couldn't even get to the special teams drills. A fight just breaks out. And it's not just like, you know, you might see a handful, like offensive, defensive linemen, all that. So you look at expanded rosters. It was like 150 people plus fighting, like waylaying on each other.
That's crazy.
And it's at a high school field. So, you know, you got a high school field, you might have a cyclone fence that's separating the field. And Scott said, you won't believe this. And, you know, we're praying for him, but Tim Green, number one draft pick, Syracuse, defensive lineman, smallest defensive lineman, dealing with ALS. They had him up against the cyclone fence, the Eagles players. They had one player that was holding up his face mask, and the other player was just like, wham, 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 uppercut him, just like waylaying on him.
See, that wouldn't fly in today's NFL.
What?
All these coaches would be, I mean, they'd be fined like crazy.
So wait, Christian, it gets better. So they're all fighting. It's like 100 yards of fights. Everybody's going crazy. And all this, now the quarterbacks like Chris Miller and all, they kind of, you know, just hanging out. But the majority of the team is fighting. It got so bad that you got Buddy Ryan and Jerry Glanville, two old curmudgeons squaring off at each other.
They're fighting?
Yeah, they're getting ready. Yeah.
I'd love to see this.
So wait. So now they're on the cuffs like throwing haymakers and all, and it's getting out of control. And so all of a sudden, Christian, they're supposed to practice for 2 or 3 days. It's over. The Eagles said this much of BS, whatever, we're going back to Philadelphia, and practice is over. So Jerry Glanville filmed this whole practice, and he told the players, I tell you what, we got all the fight on film. You better be a really good player, because if you ain't fighting, I'm cutting you. He called them out. He goes, listen, if you ain't fighting, I'm getting rid of you behind.
That's the old school way.
I'm cutting.
That sounds like the Marine Corps.
Can you imagine if you had something like that today? Oh, my God. It'd be like, oh, there's violence. There's riots in the NFL.
Do you know how many grievances would be filed with the NFLPA if they were told that? Are you kidding me? They would be. I mean, those coaches would be under so much investigation. They'd lose draft picks, get suspended. It would go over in a totally different way in today's NFL.
No, and that's why the old school. I remember talking to the lineman when you get in a fight, you never take off your helmet. You know if you're gonna get sucker punch from the side. And if you're truly kind of trying to get after a player and you want to get after him, come on, you don't want to break your hand and hit him in the face mask. You got to go for the throat. You got to go for those uppercuts and just, you know, he could probably hurt somebody really bad. You punch him with a brutal force in the throat, come on. You
can do some serious damage.
So that's the kind of fight that, you know, you're kicking him in the privates and all that kind of stuff. So, no, that's why I'm going to say, a fight broke out at Saints camp.
A skirmish.
A fight. They shoved each other.
Yeah, it's a little pushing match.
Is that no fight?
Stuff
what?
You see in third grade. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. WWL congratulates Shane Sanchez. Shane Sanchez will be our guest at the Saints VIP tailgate experience at Benson Tower on Sunday, November 24th. Tickets valued at $174 a pair. Listen to Sports Talk all next week for more chances to win the Saints VIP tailgate experience. Game tickets are not included. Go Saints from Cam Jordan, Bullseye Event Group, and Saints Radio, WWL. Coming up next hour, Camp Chronicles continue. And, man, one of the more sexy offseason teams that everybody's talking about, the Cleveland Browns. We'll go Camp Chronicles with Ken Carman, host of CBS Sports Radio and the Cleveland Browns Radio Network, at Ken Carman on Twitter, checking in on the Cleveland Browns, who have so much personality on their team. Can Freddie Kitchens manage all those big personalities?
Well, to me, you might have the right players. Do you have the right coach? Now you got to go out there and be able to lead them. That's going to be interesting. The Browns are intriguing. Some people are hating on the Browns. I'm not hating on the Browns because the Browns fans, they're like Saints fans. They blue collar. I mean, they just desperate. You know, they want a winner. I mean, Cleveland, considering that the success when the Browns left Cleveland and went to become the Ravens, look at the Ravens, what they've done. And so that's their like players. So all of a sudden you got a new franchise in the Browns, and they've been El Succo. So listen, they got a lot of extreme personalities. I don't know if they got the right coach. You got an all-star team. Can you put it together? They might be 9-7 at best. I mean, I don't know.
That would be a big improvement, though.
But the thing is, I am not hating on the Browns because they're not in New York, Chicago, or L.A.
I'm with you. I kind of pull for their success because that's a long-awaited franchise and a long-awaited fan base, a long-suffering
fan base. A loyal fan base that is as good as it gets.
Yes. Devoted regardless when they were going winless in 16 tries. The dog pound was there. Sports Talk rolls on here on WWLAMFM.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.